More and more, we seem to be using digital ways to pay for things, from a pint of milk to our monthly bills. But money still has a big place, the coins and the notes. And there's always work being done in the UK to make those notes and coins more accessible for those with sight loss. In the past, we've looked at changes to the £5 note, the £10 note, and now it's the turn of the 20. Now, we have with us Sarah John, who is from the Bank of England, and Dave Clark from RNIB to talk more about the changes and the collaborative work as well. Has this been a long-time collaboration with other charities looking at making the currency, or our currency in the UK, more accessible?
Absolutely, it has. Making currency accessible to everyone in society is something that's incredibly important to us at the bank. For quite a long time, our banknotes have been different sizes to help people with sight loss recognise the different denominations of notes. They're different both in terms of their height and their width. They are also different colours, and they have the denomination in a very nice, clear print on a white background. But the recent move to polymer has allowed us to introduce a new tactile feature on the notes. And for the new £20 note that you just mentioned, which is due to enter circulation on the 20th of February 2020, there will be three raised clusters of dots, little bumps on the note in the top left-hand corner, which will allow vision impaired people to feel those three different clusters of dots, and that will enable people to identify the £20 note as distinct from the £10 note, which has two clusters of dots, and the £5 note, which doesn't have the tactile feature on it at all.
So immediately, you know, something very identifiable there. Now, we also have with us Dave Clark from RNIB. Some great steps forward in our currency, David. And I love the UK notes in the past before the tactile markings, because they were different sizes. Because when I went abroad, a lot of notes were just the same, and it was so difficult to tell.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've been in the same situation as you abroad, and it being absolutely impossible to decipher based on the same size. But I think a number of the things that Sarah's outlined that we've worked collaboratively with means there's multiple features that enable people to identify these notes. So you have the bold numbering in the similar palettes to what's been previously. But of course, as Sarah mentioned, the key aspect here is the tactile markings that give a very clear representation of the note that you're using.
That there are apps you can use to identify notes, but this makes it so much easier because you don't pull out your note, you're not fumbling around with a smart device to try and get it to identify the note. It's immediate, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that from my old days working in the banking sector and working with retailers, I think we have to recognise that the money aspect of a transaction is almost the secondary aspect of it. It's the thing that the service or the product or what you're using it for that people are focusing on, and the actual paying for it is the sort of secondary process. And this is something that you need to be able to do very simply and something that doesn't kind of ruin the experience. And most importantly, something you can do independently. The changes that we've been working on with the Bank of England enable blind and partially sighted people to be able to understand the money in their pocket like anyone else.
And Sarah, you know, it's great to hear that the bank is working with organisations like RNIB to do this. Because I suppose when you're looking at a new note, it's that whole accessibility thing.
Absolutely it is. You know, my job is to ensure that people have confidence in our currency and can spend their banknotes with confidence. So that means that those banknotes need to absolutely be inclusive for everybody in society. So it's really important that we do work with organisations like the RNIB, and we've been very grateful to them for their support in developing the new notes to make them accessible for blind and partially sighted people.
It's not just a note that's been produced because you think, OK, colours, we'll change some of those, we'll put something dotty on there. You know, a lot of work's gone into the research and actually, you know, putting the notes in front of blind and partially sighted people to let them play around with it, use it and get their feedback.
The RNIB were great in terms of organising focus groups for us, and that enabled us to work out what sort of tactile feature was going to be most useful for people. And that was down to, you know, what pattern of dots was going to be most recognisable for people. So it really helped in our development process to make sure that we got a product out there that was going to work for people. But we also had to consider as well a number of other factors, as you might imagine. So whatever feature we put on the note had to be quite long wearing, because banknotes do last quite a long time, or we certainly want them to last a long time. And if you have anything that's too bumpy, if you like, it can actually affect the ability of a note to go through a machine. So it's been quite a tricky process to get the right design to make it both a usable feature and something that was going to work more broadly as part of the cash industry. And we've had great support from the RNIB for that.
David, the user groups themselves, what kind of things were they looking at? Were they, you know, trying out the notes, trying to distinguish them and giving a variety of feedback? When you think about the different eye conditions that are out there, there must have been a lot that was coming back from them.
One of the really useful aspects of working with our Connect members, the wider community that's associated with RNIB, is that we are able to get a number of diverse views across the spectrum. And of course, the ease of using the note for starters is the first point. But as you say, from a number of different aspects, from someone who's totally blind and entirely reliant on the tactile and the shape, right through to people with various sight conditions that do allow visual understanding of what the note looks like. And I think that sort of user testing is a skill that we've developed over a number of years here at RNIB, and we are able to almost challenge people within those focus groups to focus in on the things that will ultimately affect the end use of the notes, and something that I think has been tremendously valuable to the Bank of England in making its final decisions about how the note should look and feel. There are many kind of easier ways that have been introduced to make payments, and you know, some of the way the smartphones work, and it's very, very almost exciting for myself as a blind person to be able to just tap my phone on a terminal and have it confirm that I paid and tell me what amount and everything else. But the reality is that money is still in very wide use, and as you say, you know, you do want to be able to use it in the same easy manner as anyone else. And to have that confidence to be able to do that and not feel like you're taking up time or causing a queue and it's just something that you're doing naturally, I think is really, really important. And I think the other thing that's really important here, and Sarah alluded to it, is that the Bank of England has taken this very seriously from the start and have really sought to widely consult to make sure that this is a note that can be used by everyone.
So a good point there by David as well, in that we're using money kind of less and less now, but it's great to hear there's still a commitment from the bank to look at accessibility. You're not worried that we're going to stop using money anytime soon then?
Not anytime soon. I mean, there's still billions of cash transactions that happen out there, and millions of people, in fact, who do still rely on cash for their day-to-day payments. So while it's definitely the case that more and more transactions are being made digitally, I think that cash is still going to be around for quite a long time to come. And so that's why it's really important that we have good quality notes that people can use with confidence out there. And the new £20 note that's going to be released shortly, it is a good step in that process.
Just remind us, Sarah, when you will be launching the note into circulation.
20th of February 2020, it will start to appear.
Fantastic. If you're ever looking for people to test the 50s or 100s, I am available at any time. But to Sarah and to Dave, thanks to both of you for speaking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.